Since 2009, the legislature has been slashing money for a state program called Florida Forever. The program helps the state buy environmentally sensitive land. It also manages and restores the land it already owns. Aliki Moncrief is the director of Florida's Water and Land Legacy. It's a campaign working to get language in the state's constitution that makes sure Florida Forever is adequately funded from here on out.
Unfortunately, for the last several years, there hasn't been enough funding for programs like Florida Forever. So, you know, in 2009, it was zero. $0 were allocated by the legislature for Florida Forever.
She says in the past, state lawmakers set aside $300 million in the state budget for the program. However, the economy took a turn around 2009. A cash-strapped legislature decided to slash water and land conservation projects by about 97% since then. Eric Draper is the president of Florida's Audubon Society. His group lobbies state lawmakers every year to give conservation programs more money. He says it has not been fruitful.
We reached a point where the legislature stopped listening. And we reached a point where the results of our lobbying activity were less and less funds each year in the appropriations bill. Now, part of that was due to the economic downcrease, but even right now, when we take a head count with legislators, we just don't see the kind of commitment to environmental spending that you would expect.
That's why environmental groups are sort of bypassing the legislature. A constitutional amendment allows them to collect the signatures of Florida residents instead of fighting for a bill in the legislature or lobbying lawmakers every year for the money. If passed, the amendment would set aside one-third of the money collected by the state from real estate transactions and puts it into a trust fund that would go to programs like Florida Forever. Dan Peterson lives in Orlando and is the executive director of the Coalition for Property Rights. He thinks the state government already owns too much of Florida. Peterson says this amendment is a bad idea.
Does government need to own and put much more land like that on a regular basis into conservation? Wouldn't private owners do an equally good job of that, especially in light of the many, many regulations and restrictions that are already out there?
Peterson says if the measure makes it onto a ballot, these kinds of questions will definitely come up.
You know, there'll be obviously an effort if that petition goes forward to educate people and to have them consider if it's really necessary.
But just getting the measure onto the ballot is a difficult process in itself. Moncrief of Florida's Water and Land Legacy says the group started organizing this past fall.
We've been gathering petitions, and we have until November 30th of 2013 to gather just over 683,000 valid signatures.
10% of those signatures need to be collected long before that date so that the Supreme Court can approve the amendment's language. But Moncrief and Draper are hopeful.
We just can't depend on the legislature, but we know that we can depend on the voters.
I mean, we've done the research to show that, you know, 75% of Floridians who come out to the polls, if this is on the ballot, they will support it.
Moncrief says more than 200 local and statewide environmental groups, as well as a handful of progressive political groups, are helping out. In the past few months, Moncrief says Florida's Land and Water Legacy campaign has recruited 3,000 volunteers. She says about 600 are actively collecting signatures at farmers markets and other public events. The Florida Division of Elections has validated about 36,000 signatures the campaign has collected so far. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.